Should we all clap?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yay! Welcome back.
I see a couple of Pelosi claps in the back.
That's all right. We'll take it.
Speaker Pelosi.
We'll take it.
You guys
have clearly all been contestants on The Price is Right before. I'm very proud of all of you.
No, you've all been House Speakers of the House of Representatives. You've all held that position with honor.
Honor. Yes.
Okay, here we are. We're at the Free Times Cafe.
We sure are.
Yeah, we are friends, not here.
We sure are.
And this is our third, no, still second, still second.
Still second.
Monthly.
Yes.
Installment.
Yeah. Yeah, don't jump to conclusions. We might not get a third. We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I'm always expecting them to be like, no.
No, we're like Community on NBC at its best. We're always two episodes away from getting canceled.
I know, but like a lot of the best shows were kind of like that. It was like, I don't know, do whatever. We're going to get canceled. Like, fuck it. Hire Justine Bateman. Why not? You know? Maybe we should hire Justine Bateman. She's not doing anything, right? No, she wrote a book. I don't know. Apparently it's good.
Writing a book means you're not doing anything.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what that means.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
that's probably true.
Right? Like, if you have a book deal out of doing a different thing, that means you're not doing that thing anymore.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you were a welder,
yes,
and now you're writing a book.
Yeah, it means you're probably in between.
You weren't a
welders.
Very good welder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in between weldings.
All right.
Yeah.
If you don't have the time to meet the right person, nor have the time to waste with the wrong person, don't spend the rest of your life searching for that special someone.
That should be your next Insta profile, is I'm going home to take pills and watch Party Love.
Have I not done that? I probably have several times.
Yeah.
I find that now I'm like, actually.
I do this thing where I'm like, that should be your next Insta profile. As if we're all still on MSN updating our like status line on a regular basis.
But it kind of is. I mean,
yeah.
That's what stories are and everything. It's just like an update to your status.
Mm-hmm.
Just like easy. Like people, and the thing about stories that I find is really funny is like, no one's looking at this. Like I see the people that are like looking at my story. They're not looking at that. They don't even like me. Why are you looking at my story? I don't care because like, I don't care. But, you know.
I think you might be in the wrong here. I think everyone's looking at your stories.
But you think that like people that I don't even like,
yes,
are
especially,
you know,
them.
Especially them.
Yeah.
So my like the people that don't know that I don't like them.
You've never hate watched a story?
No. I don't look at other people's stories. They look at mine. I don't look at your stories. Have you ever seen my name come up when like
I don't, you know? Here's what I don't do. I don't look at the credits of my story to see who.
Why not? That's all I do.
What?
That's what it's for. You're not doing that right. You're not doing that right.
All right. Now that I've stumbled onto something here, please tell me how wrong I am about all of this. Because here's
gladly.
Let's just go. Explain how I view Instagram stories / all the other stories. It's just Instagram. No one. I don't watch any other stories.
Are there other stories? Are
yeah,
there
no.
Stories
there's stories
on like Facebook.
Stories have been like clomped onto everything on the internet now.
Yeah.
So you're stuck with it. But yeah, no, here's what I do with Instagram stories. I go into the bathroom, I close the door.
I don't want to hear about this. Yeah. That's never... You're a 47-year-old man, okay? You should never start any story
with I
with
close the door.
I go into the washroom and close the door.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear about that.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not desirable.
No, I pretty much just watch Instagram stories while brushing my teeth. For about four and a half minutes a day, I watch Instagram stories.
Lock the door? Did you say lock or close?
I didn't say lock the door.
Okay,
I said
okay,
close
well,
the door.
Right, okay.
I need total privacy.
Yeah, I know
for this. That's my Instagram stories time. That's when I've been able to fit it into my day.
I didn't used to post these because I was like, this is idiocy, you know, and it is. But I started to do it because the ones that I did, I was like, oh, whatever, I'll put it up and see what happens. Like, a zillion people looked at it. And
you,
I was like...
You were rewarded with attention.
I was rewarded with attention, which
mm-hmm.
is all of this is, by
yes.
the way.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing else to any of this.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yes.
And but I never, ever, ever look at other people's stories because mm-hmm. it's too boring. Mine are really boring. I don't know why anybody looks at them, but they
right.
do. You know, a lot of people look at them and those people maybe don't look at the post. And I'm like, it's so stupid. Like, you know, what are you doing? I just don't care enough. I mean, like, I'm never going to look at your stories. Just all of you. Collectively.
But you look at your own to see who.
All the time. Okay. I look at my own all day long.
Is that why you listen to this podcast?
I have to tell you, you know, I really do listen to these episodes like over and over again when I'm like really, I really do.
Okay, anyone here who's ever made a podcast, you listen to your own podcast. It just happens. You listen to your own podcast.
But
it's
maybe
just,
not like six times in a row like I do. Like,
well,
if I'm having a terrible day, which is like when I like am awake, it's generally like a terrible day.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like if I have to go somewhere, it's terrible, you know. When I'm there, it's terrible.
Yeah.
If I have headphones, I kind of pop these on sometimes, yeah. And it really does calm me down. I'm like, yeah. I'm really, really good.
They age well. We've both been 27 the entire time we've been recording.
Entire time, yeah.
I'm DMK.
And we're from Toronto.
And you're watching late great movies on City TV. See?
Yeah.
Hey, this is also, hey, this might be something. This
hey.
Is our, hey.
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 Have you heard this?
Hey. Sarah? This is our 10th anniversary.
What?
Yeah.
Not of the show.
Not of the podcast. No, no, no.
We've been doing the show since 2016.
That, no.
Sorry.
It's more, no, it's more than that. It's like 2014.
Fuck, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this show half the time we've known each other?
Yeah, and like six people listen to it. I mean, how terrible is that?
Wow.
It's been a really long time coming.
Huh.
But yeah, this is our 10th anniversary.
Well, cheers to that.
Yeah.
We'll, yeah. Aww. No, everybody, aw, now.
See?
There you go. That's how easy it
is. Yeah. So I want to talk to you about what it's been like to have me in your life for an entire
Okay. I just want to go back before you get into what will, I'm sure, be wonderful. You all went, ooh, when I said bathroom, and then I was like, as I'm brushing my teeth, and just silence. You were like, oh, well, that's reasonable, I guess. Yeah, I'm guessing I'm not the only person who does a thing while brushing their teeth, because I can't just do one thing at a time anymore. I'm a millennial, right?
I don't look at my phone while I'm brushing my teeth.
I'm the only one who's brushing teeth, watching things.
Yeah.
Watching
I'm the only one who's ever done this?
Yeah.
Wow. You all put 100% concentration into brushing your teeth. No, but stories is videos. You just tap the first head and they just play. I'm not holding it. I put it up against the wall. It's not that weird. I'm not that weird.
My silence is more that I think
you're
lying.
You think I'm lying? Oh, you don't believe the I close the door and I watch.
The door closed.
Fine. I close the door, I have a bath, I cry, and I watch stories. Is that believable now?
Much more so.
Yes. Okay.
What if instead of stories, it was porn? Like if he was watching porn while he was
I don't have good enough Wi-Fi in my bathroom for porn. Stories, though, works fine.
Yeah, it's starting to get hard to do on your phone. Like, it's like, really, it's like, oh my god, how many times is this installed? You know.
No, this is why stories are popular. Stories is one tap. Porn, 15 taps.
I know.
It's ludicrous.
Fuck.
Yeah.
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 It's
anyways,
like half your day, you know.
You've known me some time now.
Yeah.
And you wanted to talk about...
I wanted you to talk about me.
Oh! It's been lovely.
I need more.
I don't have a speech prepared.
I know, that's why this is good. Like,
oh, I see. Earlier on, I was like, what do you want to talk about the second show? You're like, I don't know. You... Like, this is a setup.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you've been very, help me out, everyone.
Put it on your
Instagram stories.
Are you going to cry?
Rational.
I like this all. I like all of this. I'm going to put this on my Instagram stories. This is a trap. Sad.
I mean, all of these people are saying nice things about me. You're not saying anything nice about me.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
Fake news.
Oh my god.
Even the lighting guy doesn't believe you. How about that?
Just got a concentrate in my forehead.
He just got here. He doesn't believe you.
Right.
How about that?
You're one of my absolute best friends.
Yeah.
I love you and I adore you a ton.
Okay.
And I don't go more than an hour a day without seeing your butt on Instagram.
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, it's not.
I know that's not just me.
No.
No. No. You had a butt shot this weekend.
I did.
Yeah. That was like I. Because you, okay, so algorithmically, Instagram thinks that I'm obsessed with you. That's probably, I'm not probably unique in that situation. You end up as the first, second, third, and fourth post in my feed. Every time I open, is that the best compliment I can give you?
Absolutely. My ass was the first thing you saw one day. That's the best thing you've ever said to me.
One day. Yeah, no, it's... Instagram knows who I'm married to, who I live with, where I work, what I eat, what I do in the bathroom.
It knows stories.
It knows all those things. And it still serves me you first 100% of the time.
I mean, I'm really getting emotional right now.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
That's a really nice thing to say.
And I mean it. Algorithmically. Technically,
our love is algorithmic. Yeah. The algorithm of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was Lou Reed, right? Was that Lou Reed?
That's Lou Reed.
Sarah?
Hiding your hands? Get beautiful hands in minutes with Andrea Professional Nails.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've known a lot of you people a long time. Actually, come to think of it, I'm meeting some people.
And I'm sick of all of you. Get out.
So this is a little bit of are we done with you for a second? Can we talk about me?
I guess. I mean, if anyone's interested.
I've known a lot of you for a very long time, and I'm always extremely happy when I get to hang out with any of you, let alone when any of you show up to stuff we do, which is amazing.
What about when you see their asses on Instagram?
I don't see enough of any of your asses on Instagram.
That's
it's all
true,
this
actually.
Guy. It's
more
all
ass,
this guy.
More ass.
They won't censor ass on Instagram. So
they
ass.
Don't.
They, no, ass is fine. It clears the bar.
Even hairy ass. The bears get away with it.
I think that confuses the algorithm even more because they're looking for smooth body parts, right?
So if they see a hairy ass, they don't even really know what it is. They're
you might be able
like,
to get away with that. You might be able to get away with a hairy boob. On Instagram, you might be able to get away. You go in and you Photoshop a bunch of hair, just a like an Italian man's chest hair amount onto a boob. You might get away with it. It might be fine.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Actually, yeah. You know. So if there, so for all you female sass watches, out there, feel free to go braless on the gram.
Yeah, exactly.
Good, that's good to know.
No, I'm meaning
all the she yetis are gonna be like, oh my god, like that, however they are.
Shetties.
All right.
That's horrible.
It really is. All right, what were you gonna say?
I'm meeting somebody for the first time tonight. I've known a lot of you for a long time. This is really nice. I've known a lot of you for longer than I've known pretty much anybody, you included. I used to get moved around a lot. By my parents, who would just decide, oh, we're gonna live over there now. A lot. And
God,
so.
Does anyone need a drink? Like, I mean.
Right there it is.
Jesus Christ.
You wanted me to get genuine and say nice things.
About me.
Oh. You're all okay. There.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to say anything about me?
No.
Okay. We'll save it after. We'll save it for after the show.
People say to me, Rolando, when you want to sell your hot rod, do you advertise in the Star?
We always do.
We always do.
I will say this about you. When I met you at work, we were work partners or whatever. You know, we worked in the same department. It's hideous.
One of the 16 ways you can meet a person.
One of the like three ways that you can meet people.
Pretty much.
It's getting less and less every day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in rehab, at work, in jail. I mean, I'm out of idea. That's pretty much it, right?
Those
you can't meet anybody online.
Places.
Like, don't.
No.
You know.
People get like a Tumblr message. It's like, hey.
Oh. Oh, God, what a boner killer. Does anybody true. Ever, like, if you get, like, a DM from somebody that you don't know, just, like, I mean, not if you don't have penises, but, like, it's, like, do your insides kind of shrivel up? Like, it's, like, ooh.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not a good experience, you know? No. Don't stop doing that. You know, just stop communicating. Go home and watch Courtney Love. But I will say that in 2009, it wasn't 2007, it was 2009.
Yes.
I realized that because it was later than 2007, which means it was 2009.
That's right.
And you were like a cute little guy. Like, I like Aww. You. You were like a cute little guy. I had like a little crush on you Aww. When I first met you.
Thank
and you.
You
smoked Moriers, which I yeah.
Did. I did. Yeah.
Which I definitely remember.
I used to smoke a lot more than I do now. Yeah.
You don't smoke at all now.
No, but that's more. Yes, I've. That's what less means.
And not a lot.
None
though.
Is in less.
I don't remember you smoking very much. I was an Olympic level smoker back then. You know,
you were a fairly adequate smoker.
I was fairly adequate. I had cornered the field. I mean, it was really, really, really. I was the Navratilova of smoking at one point.
I used to work in restaurants. You're an okay smoker. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but anyway, but I did. But I had to quit because I was getting lines.
I mean, there it goes.
This That's lady it. Knows what I mean. I mean, that was an audible like, oh, it's
of
time
course.
To quit.
Of course,
you know. Oh, that was a really great reaction. I couldn't have asked for a better reaction than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had like a little crush on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
and lots of people thought you were gay, but I didn't.
Huh. That's not new.
No, not new. I mean, you wore patterned shirts and you worked in publishing. I mean, come on. You know,
yeah.
Let's get real here.
No, if the shirt fits. Yeah. Yeah. No, fair enough.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Whoa.
Ever notice the day you really need to pick up your cleaning is the night you can't get there in time?
Is that, but like, are you, you know, sufficiently sufficed by that?
I'm sufficed.
You're sufficed?
Yeah.
All right.
I like to know that I'm liked and that people think I'm gay. That's nice, generally.
It's generally, you
I'd
like for people to think you're gay.
I'd so much rather that than, like, white supremacist. You get two things as a cis het white guy. You're either a white supremacist or maybe he's gay. Like it's one of the two. I'd so way over here. Way over on the maybe he's gay side.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the only two you can be.
There are other like supposedly straight guys here. Does everybody feel that way? Like, do you feel I mean you
I agree.
You're gay. I mean, you don't sleep. No, but you don't sleep with men. But you're gay.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
All right. What about you?
Gay.
Yeah. Gay. Yeah.
Lesbian. Okay.
Oh,
sure.
He's a lesbian. Yeah. You actually are. You're a male lesbian. That's a
mm-hmm.
wonderful role for you. You know. And you eat pussy, so you can call yourself a dyke. Why not?
Anybody else? How about you?
It depends on the day.
Sometimes you're white supremacist, sometimes you're gay. Yeah.
Like maybe every second Tuesday.
Like on Lent.
No, honestly, yeah. No, I'd rather someone think I'm gay than
100%, right?
Yeah.
100%. Like, we can start. We could have stopped recording 10 minutes ago. That's fine.
Maybe should have.
Maybe
should
have. None of this will air.
All of this will air.
How
you say that every single time. You say. See, he likes to think that he goes home to this, like, studio suite and he, like, edits his podcast. I mean, he doesn't do that.
I don't like to think that. I usually hit save and like, upload to the Dropbox.
I know you do
that.
I know you do that.
Yeah.
You know, so why do you... But you always say, like, this will never air.
Yes,
it will!
I want to comfort the people who are here in the room.
Why? Who cares about them? They're not on stage. You are.
You're right. As long as I don't tag them in the photo, they're never going
to... The audience does not matter.
I love all of you. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, no, what I was going to say was this won't be in the show, but, like, it was crazy how, like, back in the 80s, white guys would so much rather be considered a white supremacist than gay, right?
Oh,
like,
100%.
That's, 30 years have completely flipped that around.
They were. Yeah,
right?
They were
all
white supremacists.
They definitely were, right? Yeah.
But they often still are. Yeah. It's just that no one, you know, no one wants to...
Yeah. They wouldn't put that on television now, but that was just all in sitcoms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Everything is
so many things are.
Let's just go. Let's go with that. If we've learned anything from this evening, kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything is Oliver Stone's fault.
I'll give a Pelosi clap for that.
Pelosi clap.
Pelosi clap for that.
Nancy Pelosi clap for that.
All right. Again, thank you all.
Okay. Thanks for everybody for coming.
Isn't it nice when relationships just click? Sometimes it's just a matter of time.
Hey, you're home. I missed you. You know, we really should spend more time together. If only we had the most online from Sprint Canada, we'd have unlimited time together. We'd even get free internet call waiting, so we'd always know who's calling while we're online.